Pakistan needs to draw up a balanced foreign economic policy and clinch a currency swap agreement with Russia, while tapping the European nation's huge potential and safeguarding local economic interests. As the world economic order is changing at a swift pace, economic negotiators and nationalists said. Other countries take care of their own economic goals, but unfortunately, we are working to please someone else. We have no competent negotiators who can negotiate why we need Russian oil and its products, PAK Russia Business Council AFPC's former chairman Mohammad Farouk Afzal said while talking to the Express Tribune. We need a balanced foreign economic policy and currency swap agreement with Russia to protect interests of the country instead of serving vested interests, the business leader said. He pointed out that India was trading with Russia and China in their respective local currencies, ruble and yuan. If Pakistan inks a currency swap deal with Russia, it will be a big success. Despite heavy sanctions, India has become the largest oil importer from Russia and it is purchasing at a discount. Why are Pakistan's negotiators sitting idle? We just export textile products worth around $16 billion to the US and Europe, he said. Pakistan ought to explore the huge market of Russia, as the South Asian nation bristles with shining products and high-quality agricultural produce. Russia has a huge potential as it imports textile products valuing at $72 billion, including garments worth $42 billion. Pakistan hardly exports $40 million worth of textile products to Russia, though it can easily fetch $10 billion once it leverages the Russian market. In the pharmaceutical arena, there is a huge $30 billion gap, which can be bridged by Pakistani companies. Pakistan is exporting medicines valuing at only $10 million. Similarly, Russia imports fruits, vegetables, and meat worth $45 billion. Its imports of sports goods stand at $5.5 billion. A meeting was recently held between Russia's Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov and Pakistan's Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister Ishak Dar in Islamabad. It was termed a timely, integrated, interactive, and productive event that highlighted a valid alternative middle corridor and a vast economic and consumer market, which would be a value addition in the diplomatic balancing efforts. Russia provides an opportunity for further diversifying trade destinations, forming joint ventures in steel and cement production, as well as energy exploration, consolidating food security, acquiring modern military equipment, and engaging in counterterrorism cooperation to achieve the goals of regional peace, stability, and harmony. On top of that, it is a vivid reflection of a balanced foreign policy, rigorous economic diplomacy, positive political consultation, social cohesion, and a joint resolve to counter the Western hegemonic designs.